This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Maria Trevino. Date of birth is November the 27th, 1962. Case ID number is 511-6533. Date of examination, March the 16th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from the Elizondo Medical Group - Alice and a Social Security questionnaire dated 11/15/2020. Identifying information. This is a 60-year-old divorced female with three grown children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of myocardial infarction, fibromyalgia/osteoarthritis, hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, and anxiety/depression/bipolar disease. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was February the 15, 2023, where she worked as a caretaker for 8 years. During that time that she worked part-time, 15 hours per week, 5 days out of the week and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she lives in a trailer and is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations, number one, myocardial infarction. Number two, fibromyalgia/osteoarthritis. Number three, hypertension. Number four, hypercholesterolemia. Number five, anxiety/depression/bipolar disease. History of allegations. Number one, myocardial infarction. The claimant states that in January 2020, she went to the emergency room at Christus Spahn in Alice, secondary to having back pain. Back pain, which was a sharp stabbing pain that went from her mid-chest area to her back. She denies any radiation to any other part of her body. She states the pain lasted for 45 minutes, and it was a pain that she had just that one day. She was hospitalized for 2 weeks, and later in the following year, she had another myocardial infarction. The 2 times that she has been admitted, she has had angioplasty to open up her arteries. But she states no stents have been placed. The claimant states that the pain is precipitated by any kind of exertion, rest, and sometimes by food intake. She states it's relieved by taking 2 to 4 nitroglycerin tablets sublingually, by resting, and also sometimes by taking antacids. Her symptoms include shortness of breath, palpitations, diaphoresis, nausea, and dizziness. Her risk factors include hypertension, positive family history of heart disease, smoking, menopause, and hypercholesterolemia. She denies having diabetes mellitus. The claimant does have a history of esophageal reflux disease, peptic ulcer disease, and gastritis. She states that she has shortness of breath and pedal edema and has to sleep with 3 pillows at night. She was diagnosed with coronary artery disease with angioplasty x2 and probable congestive heart failure. Her condition appears to be stable at this time, however, not fully treated. Allegation number two, fibromyalgia/osteoarthritis. The claimant states that in 2017, she was having pain in her shoulders, back, hip area, knee area, and ankles. She was diagnosed with blood tests and x-rays and found to have osteoarthritis and fibromyalgia. She was given 1 steroid injection, Q-week, in both knees. She denies any fractures or surgeries performed for her condition. Her symptoms include swelling, warmth, pain and stiffness, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels every morning. Her limitations include being able to walk 2 blocks, stand for 1 hour, climb 1 flight of stairs, and bend over to pick up clothes. She states she cannot squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, sweep a room, button her clothes and lift approximately 10 pounds above her head. She is unable to open up a jar top. She has no assistive devices that she uses at this time, and her physician is Dr. Elizondo. She is presently taking extra strength Tylenol, TID, and gabapentin, 600 milligrams BID for pain, which she states does give her some relief. She was diagnosed with fibromyalgia and osteoarthritis. Allegations. The claimant's daily activities include doing light housework, going to the grocery store, occasionally cooking, and occasionally doing laundry. She states that she does not sleep, watch TV, or do strenuous exercise. Allegation number 3. Hypertension. The claimant states in January 2020, when she was having her heart attack, she was also diagnosed with hypertension. She states that she was having chest pain, shortness of breath, and temporal headaches that she had been having for approximately 1 year before being diagnosed with hypertension. She denies any blurred vision. The claimant has had in-organ damage of a myocardial infarction times 2 in 2020 and in 2021. She denies any symptoms of cerebral vascular accident or problems with her kidneys. Her blood pressure at this visit was 152/69 mmHg. She is presently taking lisinopril 20 milligrams POQD for her high blood pressure, which appears to be fairly well controlled. Allegation number 4, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2020, when she was having her heart attack, she was also diagnosed with having a very high cholesterol and lipid level. She was started on Lipitor 40 milligrams QD. She does not know what her last level was and does not know if she is well controlled at this time, but she has continued to take her medications. The claimant has had in-organ damage of a myocardial infarction, but denies any history of cerebral vascular accident. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. Allegation number 5, anxiety/depression/bipolar disorder. The claimant states that since 1975, when she was a young child, she was diagnosed with bipolar disease and placed on multiple medications for that condition. She has recently suffered from severe anxiety and depression. She states she's divorced times 2, homeless, and in poor health. She states that her appetite has decreased and she is unable to sleep at night. She suffers from anger, decreased motivation, decreased social interaction, and decreased energy. The claimant states that she has crying spells and has a tendency to talk to herself. She states that sometimes she can get confused and her memory is decreased. She considers herself homeless, although she is staying with family members at this time. The claimant is presently not taking any medications at this time. She was on lorazepam and other medications such as duloxetine, hydrochloride, 60 milligrams QD, but she is no longer taking these medications. Her condition appears to be stable at this time. The claimant also states that she denies any suicidal ideation or any attempts in the past. family history. The father died at 68 from a myocardial infarction. Her mother is 79 years old and suffers from high blood pressure. She has a grandmother, grandfather, and a brother who have all had heart disease with coronary artery bypass surgeries. Medications. Nicotine, 7 milligrams / 24-hour patch. Apply QD. Lipitor, 40 milligrams POQD. Lisinopril, 20 milligrams POQD. Vitamin D2, 50,000 international units, 1 POQ week. Gabapentin, 600 milligrams BID. Medical problems. Hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, history of myocardial infarction times 2, anxiety / depression / bipolar disease, fibromyalgia / osteoarthritis, coronary artery disease, lumbosacral back pain, generalized joint pain with fibromyalgia, major surgeries, angioplasty times 2 in 2020 and in 2021, cholecystectomy in 1993, history of a C-section times 1, appendectomy in 1970. The claimant is a Gravida 5, P3, AB2. Social history. The claimant has a history of smoking 4 cigarettes per day for 40 years. She smokes less at this time, but at one time smoked a lot more. The claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. She denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse. The claimant denies any use of cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. She did use marijuana once back in 1990. Communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination. Temperature is 96.8 Fahrenheit. Weight, 172 pounds. Height, 5 feet, 1.5 inches. BP 152 over 69 mmHg, heart rate 80 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 32, oxygen saturation 98%, general, this is a 60-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T? Down to the third sentence. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be mildly abnormal for the right eye, where the claimant appears to have a mild cataract formation. No oral, pharyngeal, erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. The claimant does have multiple missing teeth. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reactive to light, and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was grossly normal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snellen vision. OD uncorrected is 20/25. Pinhole is 20/25. OS uncorrected is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to cardiovascular? The third sentence. The claimant has a +3/5 left midline heart murmur, which appears to be very prominent in that area. No rubs or gallops were heard with auscultation. Carotid pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Dorsalis pedis pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Radial pulses were 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Posterior tibialis pulses were also 2+ on the left side and 2+ on the right side. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was steady, symmetric, but slow. The claimant did not come with an assistive device. Her hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal. The Romberg sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The third paragraph. The claimant was able to squat and get up on her own, but with moderate difficulty. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table without difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a normal tandem rate. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Could you drop down to after neurological? Chest x-ray, no acute findings. EKG, normal sinus rhythm, possible anterior infarct, age undetermined, - abnormal ECG. Probable diagnoses. Number one, myocardial infarction, - confirm with medical records, EKG, and physical exam. The claimant does have a +3/5 heart murmur, which was very prominent, which may be indicative of some heart failure at this time. Number two, fibromyalgia / osteoarthritis - normal physical exam, although the claimant does appear to have pain in her joints. Number three, hypertension - being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 152/69 mmHg, which is normal. Number four, hypercholesterolemia - being treated at this time. Has had a myocardial infarction in the past, but has not had a cerebral vascular accident. Allegation number five, anxiety / depression / bipolar disease. Not being treated at this time, appears to be fairly stable. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Maria Trevino.